As these men are coming, I want each of you to listen very closely. There are three things that I believe we must do as we come to this table. It's found in our scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And there are three specific things. Number one, we remember some things. First of all, we remember the cross. We remember what happened on the cross of Jesus Christ. We sang about the blood of Jesus. We sang about victory in Jesus. We sang about the power of Jesus Christ. We remember the cross. You and I deserve the cross. We should be there. The scripture itself in verses 23 through 25, as we talk about the cross, remember what it said? For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that on the same night that Jesus, when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he'd given thanks, what did he do? He literally broke that bread. Part of the Seder meal, part of seven cups in particular that were passed, and he stood up, and what they thought he would say about the Seder meal, about remembering the Passover, he broke that bread, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." And those guys began to scratch their head. Say, "What? This is not the Seder meal, Lord. What are you telling us?" Jesus Christ had told them over and over again that he would go to a cross. He would die for the sins of the world. But even at this Last Supper, even at this Seder meal, they realized, they're beginning to realize what was about to take place. Folks, we can't come to this table unless you and I remember the cross. Second thing we must do. When we come to this table, we anticipate his return. Not only do we remember what he's done for us, he's coming back. We've been talking about that on Wednesday night with our adults as we lead them through the book of Revelation. But ladies and gentlemen, he's coming back to take his church out of this world. Verse 26 is very strict and strong when it tells us later, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," look what I've underlined for you. You do what? Say that word with me. Proclaim. You proclaim the Lord's death. That means his life, death, and resurrection until he comes again. We anticipate his return. That is fact. Jesus is coming again. My question to you this morning is, are you ready? Can you say without doubt in this house that you know for certain that you've invited Jesus Christ into your life? And if you didn't make it out of this worship service and fell dead, you'd immediately be in the presence with Jesus. Please don't just think it. Please don't just hope it. Know it. Bible says, "These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may" what, congregation? "Know you have eternal life." So many folks walk through this world thinking and just hoping. Folks, I don't hope. I know. And I've told you many times, if I ever go on this pulpit and I'm gone to heaven, it's okay. It's all right. You just take care and bury me. I'm with Jesus. Immediately. Absent from this body, what's it say? Paul say, present with the Lord. It's okay. And every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But then this morning, there's the third thing I want you to do. And this is kind of where the water hits the wheel, folks. Examine yourselves. The Bible's very explicit. I want you to look at that with me in verses 26 through 29. Look what I've underlined in verse 28. But let a man, what's it say? Examine himself. The word examine in the Greek means this. It means to look from inside out. It doesn't mean simply to look at how we look physically and who we are. It means to take a deep look from the innermost being of the heart outward. How many of you have sinned this week? That's about 100%. The rest of us are liars. We've all sinned, ladies and gentlemen. So how in the world do we ever come worthy to this table? There's only one way, and it's through the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. It's not because what you do. It's not because of how good you've been. It's not because of this regiment you've been on to be in church or be this or be that. It's only because of the blood of Jesus. It's never about us. It's all about God. So this morning, in just a minute, when these deacons hand you this little bit of bread, you know what we do? We kind of hold that and look at it. Then you kind of look around, then you hold it some more. I've been there. You know, we've done, you know how it is. This morning, I want you to do something. Focus your eyes on that little piece of bread. Here's what I want you to do. God, bring to heart the sin in my life and give me your wisdom and enough common sense to confess it. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I don't remember some things. You getting that way? You know, forgetful? Ask God just to bring maybe those little things, that sin in your life, and just say, Lord, forgive me. That's all it takes. Lord, forgive me. And you know what he does? He forgives you, but you know he does something else. He forgets it. You and I have a problem with that. We're human. We can't forget. But God wipes it clean. Only way you'll ever remember it's when you decide to bring it up or Satan. God's forgotten it. You get up to heaven. Lord, you remember when I sinned the other day? He'll say, no. Why? Because you've asked his forgiveness. And God said, I not only, according to 1 John, I not only forgive you of it, what else? I cleanse you of all that. And then when you take of that bread, you remember Jesus. You remember the cross. You remember what he did for you on the cross. You anticipate his return, that he's coming again. And then we've done what the scripture said. We have examined ourselves. The Bible said he took bread. And when he broke it, he gave thanks. With those who are going to serve the bread, gentlemen, would you join us here at the table? The Bible says that he blessed that bread and gave thanks for it. And this morning I want us to do just that. I want us to bless the bread. Brother Roy, I want you to pray for us and pray for this bread as our folks take it. And as they bring it to you, focus on the bread and ask God to give you wisdom to examine before we partake of it. Let's pray.
Father, we just know that this bread is the significance of your body and that your body was shed for us now, Lord. We ask that you touch our hearts and cleanse our hearts, that we would be more pure in our belief in you. We just ask now that you bless each one here now. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Thank you.
is my body, which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me. Let's all eat together. After he broke that bread, he took the fourth cup of the Seder meal. It's called the cup of redemption. And he held it up and he said something completely different than those disciples imagined. He said, "Take this. This is my blood, which is shed for you. Drink this in remembrance of me." Isn't it ironic in the Seder meal, the cup of redemption is the blood of Jesus? By the same token, as these men come now as your deacons, the servants, and they share with you the cup, as you hold the cup, remember the cross. Anticipate his return and examine yourself. Gentlemen, let's serve this cup to the congregation.
to this time of the service now, where we think about the innocent shed blood of Jesus Christ. We know that in Scripture it says that there is no sacrifice unless innocent blood is shed, but Christ did that for us. He did it once and for all, and all that we have to do is claim that, and as often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of Him, that we partake of this cup that makes us and reminds us of the shed blood, the innocent shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now as we take it, we do it in the honor of Him. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Before we take of the cup, have we examined ourselves? Have we anticipated the return of Christ today? Have we remembered the cross? And as you take this cup, this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. Drink this in remembrance of Jesus. Those men were in a reclining position. They all exited. The Bible says that they sang a hymn and immediately went out to the Mount of Olives, to the garden. And this morning I want us to sing, Karen's going to come, would you help me? Number 499, it's on the screen, and we're going to move over and allow these seats. If you need to come for any reason, our deacons will move to the left and right. Open my eyes, Lord,